Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, so we've been dabbling in this relationship now with Instant Message Terry for over a week.
Yeah, we've been trying to help her out because she was really into this guy that she knew in college, and they had hooked up a couple times in college but never really dated. He reached out to her, and she was so overly excited. Like, she was, you know, couldn't even breathe. Like, she didn't know how to respond. So we were trying to help her keep the mojo and not give up too much. You know, too much interest in him. Like, we wanted her to, you know, play the chase. So we helped her a couple of different times.
Play cool. You can't go all
in. And then
the
last time we talked to her, what was the last update? I mean, she had kind of ruined it a little bit over texting him, and then he did email her.
Yeah, what happened was four times she texted him and emailed him over a weekend when we said, don't do anything. And she was sort of like starting to stalk the guy, and he wasn't emailing her, calling her back. And then she did. She sent us an email. She forwarded us the email that he sent her about this weekend. And this was on Thursday. Check this out. You guys were wrong! ! I didn't screw things up! ! I think he likes me! ! I think this is going to be a good weekend! ! If I don't let you guys screw it up for me, ! I'm really nervous he won't IM me in the morning. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight. From Terry. Okay, then I think Tracy came down here with his email and said he said that he was coming into town this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of open-ended.
Yeah. And not just to come to town, but like it looked like he was going to come to see her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What you munching on?
My carrots. Yum. Good, healthy. I'm trying to
help your eyes.
Help my eyes.
Terry is back. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good.
We thought you'd be bragging today because you went out on your own. You ended up emailing and texting this guy, which we would have never told you to do. We were basically saying the relationship was completely over. And here it is. You guys saw each other this weekend.
It was really, really good. I just am like, I have a couple questions about what happened, but it was really good. It was really fun.
Cool.
All right, so fill us in here. Friday he comes into town, or is it Saturday?
He came into town on Friday, and he said he was going to a Halloween party with friends. So, like, Saturday night. So he asked me to meet with him up on Friday night.
Okay.
So we went out on Friday night, and we went to dinner, and we had a couple of drinks. And he walked back to my car, and then we sat in there for a while, and then we, like, made out. And then...
okay, that's good.
It is awkward to say as a grown-up, isn't it?
And then, so we did that for a while until, like, 10:30? Yeah, like 10:30. And then he said that he had to meet some friends, and so he went to do that.
And he didn't ask
you
to go?
And now I haven't heard from him, so I'm just kind of waiting for an IM from him, and I'm wondering if I should just IM him and say, hey, or I had a good time, or whatever.
All right, so let's put the pieces together. So you make out with this dude for a long time in his car Friday night. Did he say that I'll call you Saturday, or did he say let's hook up later tonight or Saturday night or anything like that?
No, but I mean, he had to go to that Halloween party on Saturday night.
He didn't invite you to go?
No, I guess he was going to meet his friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, nothing. Sunday rolls around, not an instant message, not a text, not an email, nothing.
No, I was kind of hoping that, you know, he probably had to, like, drive back, you know, on Sunday. And
which would give him plenty
over.
Of time in the car to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So basically,
buzzkill.
So if we're running this through the guy filter, Friday night he hooked up with you, hoping, you know, for something a little bit more than what you guys did.
Right.
It didn't happen on Friday night, and he didn't call you Saturday or Sunday.
No, I mean, we had a great time. Like, we had a really, really fun time. Dinner was great. He paid for dinner.
Yeah, let's talk about Friday night, because I'm curious how you got to the point where you made out in the car.
We were just sort of sitting in the car for a while. Like, he was like, oh, I'll walk you back to your car, and then, like, we just, like, sat in my car for a while because he was like, you know, like, oh, it's like, you know, a little chilly, let's like sit in the car. And I was like, okay. And then we sat in the car, and then like we're just kind of like talking about, like, you know, whatever. And then he kissed me, and then we made out for a while.
Okay,
so that's cool.
Yeah, but now there's
I really, the thing is like, I like, it was like, for me, like, it was like, you know, like sparks flying. Like, I like, you know, I'm like obsessed. So,
here come the spot.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, like, you know, everything like I've ever wanted coming true. And I'm just worried that maybe he.
Well, how did it end that night? How did it end that night? What was the last thing y'all said after you made out?
Well, he was just like, hey, like, so, you know, I have to go meet my friends. Like, we've had plans for, you know, I never get to see them. And I had a great time with you. And, you know, I'll talk to you later.
Well, and you're not even capable of just letting this go. I mean, you're going to have to email him or text him or call him and find out what happened, right?
Well, don't you think I could, like, just name an IM and be like, hey, you know, and then, like, once you start talking to me, like, thank him for dinner and everything?
It sounds like he was just kind of like a hookup.
I think he was.
Buddy. Like, you're his hookup buddy.
I think it was a flyby. I think he wanted to see.
What time did that he paid for dinner?
What time did it, I mean, you gave him something too. It was an even exchange. What time?
Not
did,
exactly. That's why he's not calling back.
Yeah. What time did you get? Did he bail on Friday night to go meet his friends?
10:30.
Yeah. So he comes into town. He says to his buddies, "Look, I have a lead on it. Might be a sure thing. I'm gonna go check it out." He goes and does it. It's not working out. You guys make out. Whatever. He's not into you. He bails. He's at a club with his friends by 11 o'clock Friday night. Doing his thing, Halloween party on Saturday, all's cool, back to Alabama, done.
I wonder if he was trying to just see what she looked like now.
Totally.
It's been a couple of years that you guys haven't seen each other, right?
Could have been.
Are you fatter now than you were when you guys...
I'm on, you know, there's pictures of me on Facebook, and, like, he like, totally, like, he made the first move, like, I did not.
If he didn't like the way she looked, though, it would have never progressed to the car. So my guess is...
So he thought she was cute.
Right.
Yeah, I thought she was cute. And she's like Jeff said, I mean, he's coming into town. He's got a sure thing lined up, and the sure thing doesn't happen. So I'll move on.
And not only does it not happen, he doesn't want it.
So does it not happen because they were making out? So was it... Was it because he didn't want it to go any further, or he was... I mean...
Yeah, guys are pretty good about putting the brakes on that kind of thing.
No, so. I think what would have happened...
I'm just saying, if they were making out in the car, how did it go from making out in the car to she's not a sure thing?
He wasn't that into her. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to make out with her for a little while, but that's cool. I got to meet my buddies by 11.
Or if he was really into her, he would have invited her to the party Friday night or called her back on Saturday, but it just wasn't worth the effort.
I think you should IM him.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
And I think you should write, did you like making out with me?
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Jen, what's your advice?
I do feel like she deserves to get some sort of like closure on it.
She got closure.
But yeah, I think it puts you in the
week. I actually did IM them.
You did
IM
them.
When?
Now.
Just now.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I just said hi.
Is he online right now?
Mm-hmm.
You got to write more than that. You got to write, how are you? Sunshine. How are you, Sunshine?
No,
listen to me. Oh. Write that because that
do it.
That is that's like a joke that you guys shared last week.
No.
Don't do it.
Come on, do it.
Okay, I just wrote, how are you?
After you wrote hi, you wrote, how are you?
Yes.
Did you have a good weekend?
I mean, not really, because I was...
No, not you. Write that to him.
Why he was
going
to call me. Oh, you mean I should write
that?
Yes.
No, you should.
This is terrible.
I just feel like maybe he just wanted to take things slow, you know, because, like, we're friends and...
All right, stop one second. Okay, hold on. Again, listeners awesome. Want to embrace you and bring you into our security net.
This is beautiful, like the seance.
Hey, Sue, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just want to know why you give this idiot airtime. I mean, she doesn't even know how to talk to people.
Hey, don't talk
about
Melissa
like that. And she needs your advice on how to get to talk to this guy. And now she's like talking like every other word, and it's just annoying.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, yeah,
Terry, you're not taking any of our advice. You're going to do what you want to do, and you want to instant message and call this guy. So do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like it kind of worked last night.
You haven't gotten anywhere with this guy. So do what you're going to do. We're all going to tell you to let it go, but you're not going to listen to us. So I'm not sure why we're even having this conversation.
Has he responded yet?
No.
Write high again in case the...
No, don't.
This time
do
it in capital letters.
Yeah. No. Capital high.
And then write, I will not be ignored.
In case he didn't hear you.
I will Stop. Not be ignored.
Is there somebody else on IM that you can set your sights on?
Another crush.
Talk to my friend or something.
And that might be smarter. I just think that you're going to focus far too much attention on this guy, which is what we've been telling you from the beginning. It's just play it cool, let him come to you, stay busy with the rest of your life or whatever. Just don't be too overly eager, but you're so overly eager about this guy that he can sniff it out. And then it's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go.
Okay. But what if he IMs me back?
What do you do after this?
If he IMs back after she gets off the phone with us.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think you.
I think you're on your own.
I think you're right. I really liked kissing you. I think you write that now anyways.
We've already given you advice. The advice, even if this guy instant messages you back, is to keep him chasing you. But you're not capable of doing that.
Because we would not have told you to IM him in the first place.
No.
Yeah, but it worked. I mean, I'll try to be, like, better about that. It's just, you know, like, I'm, like, so into him.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
I'm glad y'all made out.
Good luck.
Call us back. Keep us posted.
See you around.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.